tune I'm going to get to is C A D G B E G C E. Yes. So the first thing you do. Standard. Don't need that anymore. As we listen to our B string and play your first fret, that's C. Now let's bring it up to C. So we've got a C major triad. Logic of the guitar upwards, in other words, to the higher strings. So the shape of an A minor chord in standard tuning would now be on the top strings like this, and would be D minor with the same shape, 0 2 2 1. So your third is now between the first and the second strings, whereas in standard tuning it's between the second and the third strings. And in the lute tuning, it's between the third and the fourth strings. And then all you're doing, instead of using the low string as part of that logic, you're making it a drone or a low bass note. All right, now let's think about the right hand. So the tuning, C, A, D, G, C, E. Okay, right hand. Take it from the side. We could hang it along the side of the body for a second, actually. Just let it hang there. And note that the weight is all the way from the shoulder, all the way from the spine, all the way down the arm, into the hand. And notice that you've got a kind of weight in the fingers, that they're hanging from the knuckles, hand from the wrist from the elbow. Elbow from the shoulder, just to have a general idea that there's all these parts and they're just there with gravity. Now you're going to bend the elbow just to bring it up, but you're not using the hand at all. The hand is just there. You've still got the weight in the fingers. And you put your forearm on the bout of the guitar, or wherever it normally rests. And then let's get a four rhythm like this. Thank you. M A on the same string. Index middle A. Now keep it going. Listen to the index finger. Thank you. or C. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2.
One, two, three.
string. So